When you think boots, you think Ariat. You think comfort from day one and durability to day 1,000. You think steel toes on the job, square toes on the dance floor, with style that owns a Saturday night and still looks sharp enough for Sunday dinner. And through every mile and every moment, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, turn bad ideas into better stories, and still punch the clock come Monday morning. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat boots at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
ESPN 97.5, KFNC 97.9, HD2, Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
It's John and Lance.
No! Felony, jail, 10 years minimum.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. This is a bitch session. You want to get in? 713-780-3776. Texans looked like crap last night. Again. And look, okay, they have 11 games left, Lance. How many against teams with winning records?
Winning records right now, I'll say six.
Eight.
Ooh, that stinks.
Only three teams, Tennessee, Arizona, and Vegas, have losing records.
This could be a five-win season.
They've got San Francisco, Denver at home, Jackson. They got a three-game homestand.
Do you draft Arch? I'm going to bring it up right now. Let's get it started.
All right, you own the team. Money doesn't matter. Do you retain Nick Caserio?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah, I'm not just making changes.
Do you trust that he can fix the O-line?
Well, he's not worried about it. He's not concerned about it. D'Amico's not concerned about it. So why would I be concerned about it?
Do you believe he can fix this O-line?
So you still believe
I think that's up in the air. No, but I don't think this is a fireable offense. Why am I firing Nick Caserio?
Well,
he's put together a good secondary, a good defense. I mean, he's got to get the offensive line right. Yeah. I mean, there's no question.
Well, there's nothing that shows that he can do that.
You know, I do worry that he also had a hand in the Kaley hire. It feels like something he would be involved in because he's got New England ties. See, I don't know how D'Amico – I don't know if D'Amico has an expanded ring of influence and friends around the league. He's been with two organizations ever, the Texans and San Francisco.
No, he's been with Philadelphia.
Oh, was he with Philly?
Well, you played for Philly.
Oh, well, I'm talking about as a coach.
So what? He knows. I mean,
you think
player,
that doesn't mean anything. That doesn't mean he knows coaches. He doesn't know who the hot coaches are. I mean, he may not. I don't know what's his connection to Nick Kaley.
Well, I mean, they had coaches in Philadelphia, so he's been with three organizations.
I'm talking about coaches who are in the league now. Is what I'm talking about. I'm talking about who the hot names are, who the best coaches are, who the guys who are. I mean, he has been a defensive coordinator, so you would think that he would have an idea. But most of those guys have moved on and become head coaches.
Well, I mean, Nick Kaley was a hot name, though. Nick Kaley was
He? I'd never heard his name.
Anyone that comes through L.A. is a hot name.
He was a Ramtree guy. I get it. He was a Ramtree guy. I think Nick probably helped him in that, too. He knew him maybe from the Patriots.
And maybe we're putting – well – I don't know, Nick. I don't know. Again,
I would not.
I thought he was going to call the good plays, but there are no good plays when you can't.
Well, Bobby Slowick.
There are no good plays.
Bobby Slowick's laughing at all of you because you thought it was. Look, Bobby Slowick had his issues. If you thought this was a one, if you thought get rid of Slowick and everything's going to change, that was always a joke. Then you don't know football. That was never the case. If you actually objectively looked at last season, you saw that there was issues abounded, and this was not an offensive coordinator away from everything being fixed. It was never, ever like that. And yeah, you made your life tougher with getting rid of your left tackle. There's no question. But I don't mind, you know, sometimes it's the greater good that you have to look at. But with that said, I'm disappointed with the quarterback. I'm just not going to lie. I have expectations for him, and they're high expectations because he got me gassed up in that first year. And I see a quarterback who doesn't have pocket poise. I see a quarterback who doesn't beat people with his game plan and football IQ. I see a quarterback right now that I feel like maybe is checking out a little bit, not quite as engaged.
Well, I don't know about that.
I'm not blaming it on him.
He's got pouty face, and he doesn't seem like – I don't know about not engaged – but he certainly doesn't feel – he feels like he's not content.
Well, I think he feels like he's up against it where he has no – look, and I get this from CJ. I think he feels like I don't have an offense coordinator that can get me out of this, that can put us where we need to be. And he might be right. But here, my question is, okay, let me flip it to you. Do you put the pressure on? Because I'm not a big fan of the Tennessee Titan. Change, 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 change. Just make changes. But to me, Nick Caserio is a non-starter. Like, with no way would I fire him. Plus, he has like 3 or 4 years left on his contract.
Yeah.
Here's my question, though. Would you put heat on them to make another change at offense coordinator yet again?
Yeah. I mean, this one's not working. It's not. And listen, the only time that CJ was good and the offensive coordinator was good was when they were playing a last-place schedule. Because the next year it flipped to a first-place schedule.
I wish you wouldn't have said that.
The next year it flipped to a first-place schedule. CJ not good. Offense not good. The next year, first-place schedule. CJ not good. Offense not good. Now we're in another first place, and CJ not good. Offense not good.
And the 2 times they did look good, last place teams.
Last place teams.
Yeah, yeah.
They are
crapping all over our party.
They're lamb killers.
What party are you talking about? You started crapping all over the party.
Well, John did when he goes, yeah, and then they did that when they played a last place schedule. I was like, oh, that's right.
It is. That's the truth. And they were 10-7 against a last place schedule.
In a bad division. A really bad division.
All right, Michael. Let's
How far away are we? Are we this far away? Are the Texans that far away from? I mean, they were competing to beat Kansas City in Kansas City last year. Is it possible they're this far away?
Yeah.
They did not get better as a team.
They're not
in the offseason.
No, they didn't.
Okay, well, let me ask you. What competitive team are they close to?
The Jags will be deemed competitive.
And listen, somebody scary said, hey, y'all are dumping on Trevor Lawrence. Better look at CJ because it's about the same thing.
No.
He gets pressure. His feet start going crazy. He's inaccurate down the field.
Who said that's not the case? We all said that. My problem is Jacksonville paid Trevor Lawrence. That's the entire point I'm trying to make, is they took a quarterback who you know is average, and they're like, well, I guess we got to give him $50 million. I guess we got to give him about $50
million. Well, you don't think CJ's going to get that?
Yes, that's my point. You don't. It's the worst thing you can do. You put yourself in and guess what? They're impossible to trade once you do that. This is what you better acknowledge. They're impossible to trade once you give them those contracts.
So you don't think that with a good offensive line, CJ would be good?
I don't know. I don't know. I think how good? I don't know. Yes, he'd be better with that with a good offensive line. There's no question about it. If you drafted like Brad Holmes does in Detroit and you got the offensive line right, yes, CJ would. I think CJ would be fine. But I also think there's an issue with you just drafted 2 wide receivers, and I think you got issues in wide receiver now. You missed Tank's wiggle. You missed Tank's ability to get open. Dalton Schultz was your best candidate. And you know what? Frankly, Nico's been unimpressive. And I don't know if it's on Nico or CJ or the predictable routes or whatever, because you know, they said Dan Orlovsky pointed out, these DBs have figured out what the Texans like to do in their jumping routes. It did look like they were jumping routes. I mean, it did. Job should never be able to check Nico Collins. But Nico's best when he's getting vertical and he's build-up speed. Jaden Higgins is a build-up speed guy. Well, how can you run those routes when you can't protect long enough? Like, this is a chicken and egg situation that can't be fixed. You have to protect well enough, and CJ has to have enough poise that you let long developing routes develop. Because that's where those two build-up speed guys are at their best. They can generate some separation on build-up routes, which are over routes, post routes, go routes, but guess what? Crossing routes. But it's not going to matter if you don't have time to throw. It won't matter. So
CJ just said, screw it. I'm throwing the ball down the field. I don't care. And he wasn't even close to hitting guys. Well, he threw back-to-back up the left side. I'm just throwing it. I'm just throwing it up and see what happens.
CJ looked kind of like Arch last night is a text I just got. And he didn't look that bad.
Mm-mm.
He didn't look arch bad.
The interception was bad. The interception was bad. I mean, yes. He did have a guy hanging on him. And you know what? The Texas and the Texans, I mean, it's pretty similar. Their offensive line sucks. Mm-hmm. Their quarterback is not playing at a He's playing at a mediocre level.
The play caller's not dialing up anything.
Their defense is good. Both defenses are good. Real good.
Mm-hmm. You have rushers. Yeah, and then you got a play caller who can't dial up, who can't figure out the best way to unlock an offense.
Yeah.
But now one of them is because he's got offensive line and quarterback limitations. But Sark just can't figure out that his quarterback needs to be running a football. CJ, I think it needs to be a quick passing game. But do you have the right wide receivers for that? I don't know.
Yeah, they're not separating. They're the Houston Longhorns. They're the Houston Longhorns right now, that's terrible.
Texas could sue you for saying that. The Longhorns could sue you for saying that they're in the same class as the Houston.
Bitches?
Do you think the Longhorns want to be known as the Texas Texans?
Yeah, they're the Texans.
Do you think they're saying, wait, no, we're not that. We're not the Texans. Stop.
Oh, really?
Don't you call us the Texans.
Both went to the playoffs last year. Yeah. Both suck this year. Both have no offensive line. Mm. They have mediocre quarterback play. Really good defenses. Mm. Lose to teams they should. They're not.
Not the Longhorns don't.
Mm-hmm.
The Longhorns beat the teams they're supposed to beat. Like
the
Sam Houston State
and
Titans.
Florida. How'd that Florida game go?
They beat Kentucky, though. Well, let's keep comparing them. Let's listen to Braxton Berrios after the game and see who he sounds like.
Why are we talking to this guy?
The show goes on, and we're dancing, and at the end of the day, we control our destiny. So we're going to keep on pushing, and we're going to do it with a smile on our face. And there's going to be corrections, and I trust in my guys. I trust in my coaches.
Frickin'.
And I'm freaking excited. So I want y'all to push it.
They're just the same.
That's not Braxton Berrios. That's Michael Taft from Texas.
It is.
Leave it on there where he goes, where's the smile? Put some smiles on your faces,
man. Well, if I did that, then he would mention the SEC, so we'll give it away early. But yeah,
it's hard. It's hard to win in the SEC.
It's harder to win in the NFL.
I'm saying that was Braxton Berrios. I'm like, what the hell is they getting Braxton Berrios sound for? Because of punt returns?
Because he's the only white guy.
I had to think of a white contributor.
Yeah.
A white guy that you don't know what his voice sounds like.
You could have said Dalton Schultz, you know?
Maybe. I could have done that. Maybe. It's funnier to say Braxton Berrios.
Hey, Dalton Schultz had a game. Dalton Schultz was nice.
Got banged up and kept coming back.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, he did. Dalton Schultz had a nice game. There's one guy.
Do you think
CJ
would be
game?
Wait, you got to answer this question. John, do you think CJ would be good throwing swing passes?
I think he could throw.
You
swing
said that's
pass.
What the Texans, the Longhorns need to do.
Yeah,
swing
the
pass,
Longhorn. That's all he's good at.
Offense.
Throwing swing passes.
He even throws behind swing passes sometimes too.
Sometimes.
Arch does. Yeah, makes guys
sometimes
turn.
Not Arch all up. Of them are great, but wait, nobody's hitting 100% of their swing passes.
Well, you gotta hit a high percentage of swing passes.
Okay, so wait, who? Okay, let's be positive.
Let's be positive. Tell me again how Tari Eason was going to re-up with the Rockets for a good fair number.
Well, he's a restricted free agent. That's fine.
His mom is already quote tweeting his mom. There's a whole article. Wait. Basket News. Tari Eason's mom reacts to failed extension with Rockets. I just don't think we need to be going to mom Twitter, honestly. It doesn't really work out great.
Well, it may have been impossible, and that might have been a Kyle Tucker situation. I want to play more. We talked about this yesterday.
Yeah.
You can't, I'm not going to take less money than I get as a free agent and sit on the bench.
No, that's why I didn't think this was any kind of a lock for Tari Eason, because he wants to play. If he stays here, he's going to be limited. Right. Why would you want to stay here if your goal is to play 30? And I don't care if he goes to a situation not as good as the Rockets. This is his life. Yeah. Like, he wants to go play. That's like saying, why would somebody portal out of a really good school to go play when they got a chance to win at a higher level but not get as much playing time? They want to play. I get it.
And make more money in the portal. Make more money than where they're at.
Yeah.
And he'll make more money.
But if that's
going to
be the case, then
he's going to be restricted.
Do you trade Tari Eason? Well, you don't. You're not going to. You need him to try to win. But I wonder if the Rockets will take a look at him ever and have that. If Rafael Stone will say, let's have a conversation about what could Tari Eason. I'd have that conversation. It doesn't mean I'd land on moving Tari Eason. I'd at least entertain the possibility of a. What would the point guard look like? It'd be a good player you got back in exchange.
They really, really, really like. I know this. They really like Tari Eason.
And they should. So,
And they should. So they, whatever is offered next year, they're going to have a little bit of money. If they really want to keep Tari Eason, they'll match the offer. So that's at the very least, he's restricted, so they get to match. So we'll find out whether
it will determine. It will be determined somewhat about what the offer is, because you know the reporting about the second apron. I don't know that. So someone knows the Rockets are up against it.
Right.
If they give you, hey, Tari, we're going to start a starting salary.
Yeah, they're not going to match.
We can start in salary at 26. It'll decrease, but we want to start at 26 because it puts the Rockets on a real bind. Because if they get to 26, they go over the second apron. So that is the
poison pill.
That is the risk when you let them get to restricted free agency. If a team has money, they can simply go,
you're
hey.
You're pretty smart at this, though.
We can structure it where, do you want to go into the second apron for a guy you're bringing off the bench? Okay, we'll see what you really want to do.
Yeah. Right.
What you really trying to do?
What you about? Okay. What you about? I know what HR, and listen, get in here. You guys got more bitching to do. 713-780-3776. I know what HRP is about. I've got inside information on HRP. It's a bunch of great guys that we really like, that we are friends with here at the station, that have a vested interest in how well we do. They care about our business. They are, you know, listen, you become friends with, you get to know them. They are in your business. And a lot of times being in your business ain't great. HRP in your business is great because they're going to do things with the technology that you don't have, with the payroll, with the HR expertise that you don't have, with the tax expertise that you don't have, with the knowledge of the insurance game and the 401k game, all the benefits packages that you don't have. They don't sell those, but they know them, and they're going to help you pick what's perfect for your business, right? Because they've seen it all, they've done it all. You are somebody who is really good. You have a company, and you're growing, and you have 15, 20, 30, 80 employees, but you're not in any of that business. You don't know the HR game. You don't know the payroll game. You don't know the tax game. You don't know the 401k. Let HRP do what they do. You do what you do. Everybody wins because you win because you're better. And HRP wins because they're helping you. HRP.net. If you're looking for a great way to get that payroll to your company, HRP.net. 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
Listen to ESPN 97.5 and HD. 97.9 HD2. You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What a horrific, another nationally televised embarrassment. I mean, that wasn't as bad as Christmas Day.
No, not even close. But they didn't hit 300 yards total offense. Not even close.
I mean, there was almost a sense of Lewis Riddick and Dan Orlovsky, like they felt sorry for him. Like, honestly, like there was a pity. There was a pity that was just like, it was.
Well, Dan's always going to feel sorry for C.J. Stroud.
Well, but Dan was right.
Dan's got to be careful with what he says.
They had some of their most successful plays were C.J. under center and fake, you know, play action, roll out, hit Dalton Schultz.
Well, because your mesh point is more believable when you run play action.
Yeah.
Play action out of shotgun is a. The linebackers aren't
phony.
Doing anything. It's phony.
It's phony baloney.
Yeah, it's phony.
Yeah. I feel bad for one person in particular. What Leonard Williams and Byron Murphy did to Jake Andrews all night.
Mm.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
Byron Murphy is so good.
Well, wait a minute. Why was Laken Tomlinson in the game?
Weren't they?
Because he's balling.
Weren't they splitting?
Why is Dare and Laken? Dare had an Ole block that was embarrassing. Embarrassing. And then he goes out on a route and drops a ball. Or I don't know. It wasn't even. Yeah, he dropped it. Hey, he got. The defender was right on
it'll
him.
It'll have been like fourth and three and if he would have caught instead
of
fourth and six.
Juggling it for about 20 minutes and it finally fell to the ground. But I'm like, why is 33 even in the game? What is going on? Where's 27 when I need him?
Well, it's either 33 or Nick Chubb.
Yeah, Damian Pierce is cooked. He's finished.
What is the deal there?
I mean, inactive. Honestly,
I mean, goodness gracious. All right, Julian is here. Let's get him in here. Hey, Julian. Hey, we got the 49ers next
week.
All
right.
We're going to kick your ass, nice. Julian.
What's going on, gentlemen? I'm not going to talk about the 49ers because it's the 5-2 record is the most fraudulent 5-2 record I've ever seen. We're not going to do anything in the playoffs. If we beat y'all, it's going to be by luck. It's not encouraging for me, man. I'm a realist. I'm not going to just say it just to say it. With that being said, Tari Eason wants to play more, but he can't even play the second half of back-to-back. How does that work? You're 23 years old. Your knees are busted to the point to where you can't even play the second end of back-to-back, and you want to play more? I just feel like it's a little weird. Hey, may not again.
That's atrocious.
Oh, he snuck it in.
Yeah. So
that is a tricky one.
Well, Tari, it's not a knee. Remember, he had like
lower body. It's a leg.
He had surgery involving removing leg, right? Like a lesion from his bone.
Yeah.
So it's not a knee, but it is something serious that they have been managing for a while now.
Hey, bone lesions.
Listen,
if you got leg injuries, go to the Astros team physician.
I like
team trainer. He's good with leg injuries and bone issues.
I like Tari.
He was.
I like Tari, but, you know, I mean, it's not going to kill the organization if you lose Tari. It's not going to kill you.
No, it's not the end of the world.
Not the end of the world.
It's really...
And if the dude wants to play...
You're not better without Tari.
No, you're
like,
better
with
him.
You didn't lose in George Springer. It wasn't the end of the organization.
No.
But, you know...
No, it hurts.
It was nice.
Listen, George finally paid off for that organization last night. Well, and he paid off this year. Because the previous years, they thought they got the worst end of it.
Mm-hmm.
But now they got World Series George, and it's worth it. But they waited a long time for that now.
Mm-hmm.
They waited a long time. Who's up, Joe? Joe, what's up?
Hey, fellas, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, I've got a couple of things. First of all, Gilbert, is he okay? I haven't heard from him in a while.
No, we haven't. We haven't heard from him.
Don't know.
I don't know.
He called in a couple times last week. Okay. Just didn't get on yet.
Okay. We didn't know that.
Okay. Yeah, just hope he's doing okay. Another thing, and I'm being serious here, guys. I'm really starting to believe this. Man, I think professional football in Houston is jinxed because of the Astrodome.
Well, tear it down. I don't care. Blow it up. I hate that old dumb, dirty place. Get rid of it.
Look at the Astros. I think that whole Astrodome complex area, I don't know. I read somewhere or I heard something that used to be an old Native American burial ground. I don't know how true that is.
No way.
I'm serious.
No, you're not serious.
I'm serious, guys. I'm telling y'all. I mean, look at the Astros. They never did anything until they moved to Minute Maid. I think that whole Astrodome complex area is built, man.
This is what I would do. You're right. What you need to do is get taxpayer money, okay? Get some bonds, get some taxpayer money, and build a new stadium for the Texans. And that will be better.
In Sugar Land.
Yeah, you won't have the curse anymore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The Katy Texans.
Mm-hmm. Hey, the Dallas Cowboys are in Arlington. Why can't we do that?
We could do it. Yeah, I mean,
what's the perfect place?
It will eventually happen. I just don't know when.
The Bears are going to be out of Chicago at some point.
Oh, yeah. San Francisco's not in San Francisco. Yeah, it's eventually going to happen.
Get away from that Indian burial ground.
Although we have no proof that that's the case.
Mm-hmm. Remember when they kept trying to wear that tiki statue and all the Brady Bunch almost died until they had to bury the tiki statue? Alice threw it back out.
Poltergeist when the whole house
swimming pool was filled with dead people and all that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Carol Ann.
Does the sacrifice need to be made if we're not going to move to a different area?
Aziz tries to sacrifice players all the time.
Yeah, but usually on the road.
He tries to sacrifice road quarterbacks on the regular.
So what about in the building that he plays his home games? Does he need to sacrifice a quarterback? Does a Texan need to be sacrificed? Or maybe we just have Sage.
Is Graham Mertz still on the roster?
I don't want to just...
We could sacrifice him.
What did he do? Graham Mertz?
That's not a good enough
sacrifice. He was inactive.
We're not going to sacrifice
He's not going to play.
Yeah, might as well sacrifice
him. Sacrifice Graham Mertz.
If we're talking about that, guys who aren't going to play, you can sacrifice Christian Kirk.
Yeah, he didn't
Christian
play.
Christian Kirk, Christian Harris. Well, all right. Why are we sacrificing all the Christians? What are we?
What's he going to go?
Don't. 925.
What's he going
to
do?
Who else? Don't say what's he going to do. Just go to the next car.
I tried to jump in to make sure he didn't.
Yeah. Well, then don't ask a rhetorical question like, what's he going to do? What's he going to say next?
The rhetorical part means he doesn't answer.
No,
right?
But that's not how it works with him, and you already know that.
I got a good answer for that.
Go to the phone.
You have a terrible answer.
Go to the phone.
Let's go to Dave. What's up, Dave?
Hey, what's going on? Good morning. You guys, am I on?
Yeah. What's up, Dave?
Okay, cool. Let me tell you something. I started watching the game last night in the third quarter because I couldn't take it no more, and it's partially Lance's fault. He turned me on to Underdog, and I won 6 out of 7. I never go that high. I won 6 out of 7 for like almost $5,000. Guess what I lost last night? Last night was the last part of it. Woody. They did not feed Woody. He only needed 27 yards. And
he got 15. Yeah.
He was forcing balls to Nico all night long, and Woody's just standing there. Now, I know I'm biased because I was watching Woody all night. And he was open several times, like on screenplays, little draws, and they just wouldn't feed him until, I guess when I went to sleep, he got a couple more carries in the fourth quarter. Because I didn't see anything in the first half.
Well, they tried to feed him on third and one and fourth and one, and
well,
that didn't get there.
Well, you're talking receiving yards,
maybe
right?
Maybe he meant total yards?
No, I think he means rushing. I think Woody was 27.
No, I think he meant to receiving. Because he was out in the...
No, he means rushing.
You meant rushing yards?
No. I meant rushing, but the point I'm making is that, not like that on 31. He's got the 31 guy.
No, I know. Well, you should have played the flex option. That way you could lose one and still win money. I feel bad for you, man. I wanted you to cash out there. You
five
get six
large?
And seven, get money. Yeah, you could have won five dimes.
Well, Nick Cayley cost you five large.
I would say Juice Scruggs and Jake Andrews.
He might have been able to have 26 carries.
Yeah, how many carries would it have taken for Woody Marks to get to that number?
19.
He had 10.
10 for 15.
He averaged 1.5 yards per carry.
He needed 19 carries.
So for this gentleman, he needed 19, but for the chances of winning the game, how can you give him 19 carries?
He wants his five
at
large.
At some point, get my guy the money.
Well, Dave should have called the Texans
get
beforehand.
Dave, I know.
Hey, listen, if they lose the game 30-0, but Woody got that, then I'm fine with it because my guy right there, Joe, got 5,000. Okay,
Dave
gets 5,000. Yeah. My guy, Dave.
Joe called in about the Indian burial ground.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
He is not serious people.
You are not serious people.
Hard Rock Stadium is built on an Indian burial ground, and certainly Dolphin fans believe that's the reason that team hasn't been any good since they got out of the Orange Bowl. That actually is built on a place where Indians did reside, or Native Americans did reside. So,
you just said the I word.
Did Joe do his research, and maybe we haven't, and we need to? Questions need to be asked. Maybe the Texans know. That's why they want to move.
Yeah. I
imagine Cal going through the books, doing research, and seeing that his father made a mistake and built that facility on a sacred place. And now he wants to move to Kingwood for that reason.
What about Mike
McDaniel? Don't overthink it.
Somebody is asking if Mike McDaniel, should we hire him as OC?
I'd love it. I would honestly
wait
love
until
it.
The season's over.
He still needs more. He still needs some help too. Like there's still personnel. Look, they're going to really go hard in. And please don't trade away all your picks this year, Nick. Please don't do that. Just stop. It's not a fun little brand where you move all your picks in the middle of a draft. Just sit and pick players that are good.
It looks like he's going to get the fifth overall pick. So,
Yeah, and this actually going to – it looks like there's some tackles in this draft, but I haven't gone that far into it. But I will say, I do think that this is going to – they're going to lean heavily into they're going to look at running back. They're going to look at offensive line for sure.
Someone else will look into offensive line, not Nick? Can they hire a consultant for that?
If he doesn't take an offensive lineman with the first pick, then he's – you know what? Beat it. Because this second-round thing that he keeps on trying that sucks – well, he did suck with the 13th overall pick, too.
With Kenyon Green.
Kenyon Green. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he sucked with that, too. I mean, I don't know. Maybe let somebody else use the first pick.
Take that position away from him.
Yeah. Take that first pick.
What's Bill Callahan up to? We don't want him to coach.
Bill Callahan left.
Bring him in just to
So Bill Callahan left when his son got fired from the Titans. Yeah. Bill Callahan left, too. Yeah. And Callahan is a great O-line coach, by the way.
Hmm.
So what are you trying to wait? What are you trying to do with Callahan?
Just have him be the consultant on O-line let him make the pick.
Yeah, I'd be good with that.
That'd be good. That'd be fine.
You know, in college, they always hire. They just give somebody a title, give them some money. Yeah, analysts usually.
Well, I'm going to tell you this: let the Zadox consult you on which jewelry to buy.
Yeah, you better be consulting with them if you're looking to get something like a diamond engagement ring. That's a no-brainer. You go upstairs to the second floor. They got 28,000 square feet. You go to the second floor, and then on the bridal side, they will take care of it. And they've got – I always talk about the engagement rings. They can custom design your engagement ring as well to make it very, very special and very, very unique. They've got women's wedding bands. They've got men's wedding bands. So you know what? While you're in there looking at something for her, go pick yourself out. Go say, look, I'm getting exactly what I want, and I'm going to get it while I'm in here and potentially get an even better price while you're getting both of them at the same time. They've got – you can shop for your diamonds by the shape, oval, pear, princess, radiant, emerald, heart, marquee, round. They'll help educate you on that, the cut, the color, the clarity. Get the setting exactly the way that you like it, or more importantly, exactly the way that she wants it, because more and more women are going in and making the decision about the rings that they want, and that's going to be easier for you. And then you can do your little thing where you take a picture and you take videos, and she pretends she didn't know, but she's right next to a beach and there's 15 cameras around. You can do that whole thing so you can post it on your Instagram. I just know Zadok is going to be the one that puts together the winning formula for a great ring that is going to be enduring and something she's going to really love. Zadok Jewelers, the jeweler for the entire city of Houston. They're incredible. They're at 1801 Post Oak Boulevard for any of your jewelry needs or luxury watches at Zadok Jewelers.
Listen to ESPN 97.5 and HD 97.9 HD2.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, last segment, our penultimate segment, before we hit the news of the word. Penultimate means second to last, people. Okay. All right. 713-780-3776. So get in a hurry. Because you can call Del's show too, though, right, Del?
Yeah, we take calls. We welcome. It's not let. We welcome people calling in.
Yeah, but
when do we become a Rockets? When do we become a Rocket station? If they lose to San Francisco, we're just a Rocket station going forward.
No, this is hey, I don't care how good the Rockets or Astros are doing. This is a football town.
I didn't say town. I said station. I didn't say that, Bill O'Brien. I said. When do we lock in?
Tonight. What do you mean, when do we lock
in? No, of course we're going to watch, but when do we come all Rockets all the time? If the Texans drop the game to San Francisco, do we just cut them off?
We don't cut them off until – and then it turns into Texans draft time.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen. Yeah. When do we start checking Tankathon every Monday?
I'm telling you right now, who do you like with the fifth overall pick?
I don't know. I got to start looking at –
What? No, we need a lineman that's going to be there with the fifth pick.
Mm-hmm.
What is Mal Noah? Where is he supposed to be picked?
Nobody knows for sure right now.
You don't know.
Time to bookmark Tankathon, everybody. Tankathon.com.
So instead of tank for Tua, it's tank with Tua.
Sure. Okay. Some people are saying let go for Mendoza. But
Mendoza? Is he really a good prospect?
I don't know that to be the case.
I haven't studied him yet.
I would trust Jordan Rodgers. Jordan Rodgers said, yeah, he doesn't do great handling pressure or making off-platform stuff, so maybe don't trust him. Don't go with him. But Tankathon, so I think we should do that every Monday. After the Texans lose a game, we go to tankathon.com and see how they stack up against everyone else. So as it stands now, they're in line for the 10th pick at 2-4. A lot of teams, a lot of one teams, a lot more losses ahead of us.
Right, I mean, now you got a top 10 pick in your back pocket. Well, we ain't no. We're gonna strive for better than that.
I feel like there's a lot of good picks coming.
There's gonna be
by
a
better
lot.
You mean higher in the draft?
Higher.
Okay.
Fifth, fourth. Yeah, we're gonna strive.
A lot of bad
we're
teams
gonna strive
out there.
To be better.
They've got the Texans with Caden Proctor and Tankathon.
That's
a left
tackle.
Tackle that has some weight issues and some movement problems.
Oh, the Bama?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he also can handle short yardage carries.
Well, yeah. Okay. Last night, we could have used him.
I actually think he would have worked. Here's what I would do. I would spend an entire offseason having a strong, big offensive lineman learning to take snaps under center, and I would start, and then I would put two offensive line behind him, and I'd go beefy, tush-push, and see if anyone can stop it. You're not stopping a 335-pound tackle being pushed by two 320-pound guards.
Yep.
You're not doing it. I mean, I'm just doing that because I can't hand off and expect a yard.
I just feel like the only team that hasn't figured out fourth down
is
the Jets. Maybe
well,
the Jets
also
too.
Third and short. We haven't figured that out.
We haven't figured out a short yardage situation. We don't know what we are. We have no idea. Listen, other teams for sure they're getting. Wait, Sam Darnold on fourth down threw a beautiful pass to Jackson Smith and Jigba. I mean, beautiful. Mm-hmm. On fourth down, we handed it to Woody off left tackle, and he got smothered for a 3-yard loss.
Do you have a quarterback as good as Sam Darnold?
Well, we don't have a receiver that can.
Do you
get
have
open
a receiver
like,
as good
like Jackson
that's,
Smith and
that
Jigba?
Was, yeah,
we don't have
point.
That. We don't have that. We don't have that. We really don't. But that what a beautiful play that was, and but Sam Darnold couldn't have been better. Couldn't have thrown a better ball. And Smith and Jigba just runs, and it's open right away. He's open right away. I mean, why don't we have something like, why can't we do stuff like that? Why can't we have nice
you
stuff?
You trust your offensive line to hold up for that play on fourth and
it
short?
It wasn't that long a play, Del.
That's still the point. He still got downfield, what was it, like a 20-yard gain?
No, it was like 8 yards.
No, it was like a 15. It was a chunk play. That was surprising that they threw it that far downfield. That's how he got open quick. I'll admit that. But I think it was a chunk play. They don't trust these guys.
I don't trust these hoes.
Well, I don't know if they're hoes.
That's what you just said.
No, I didn't say that.
It sounded like it.
I didn't call Ed Ingram a hoe. I just said he's not trustworthy.
He's just not trustworthy. He's not a serious person.
He's not trustworthy in situations. It's not just him.
It's the entire offensive line. How am I catching the bullets?
This is what I got to say. It's not just Ed. None of them are trustworthy up front. Can't trust any of them.
Did you see? No. I am really excited about the Rockets. I think it's going to be a good season. I feel good about tonight's game as well. Should be a great marker. You know, a lot of times these teams who have these ring ceremonies don't play well in their first game. It's just, for whatever reason, they just don't. Probably because they have they just won. They're a little bit hungover. And the other team has, the Oklahoma City is the hunted this year. The Rockets will be one of the hunted, but Oklahoma City is the hunted. But I just... You know, the whole positives around, I know what the negatives are with Kevin Durant, and I'll cross that bridge when I get there in terms of injury or whatever. But the positive he brings, the positives he brings from, I already know the Rockets can defend. I know that they can get some baskets in transition off of turnovers. But what Kevin Durant brings, something you haven't had, like knowing that you had to hope Jalen Green was the good version of Jalen Green in any given game. You don't really have bad versions of Kevin Durant offensively. He's one of the more efficient players in NBA history. You don't really have a bad version of Durant.
I'm a little sad. No more tour date jokes between Fred and Jalen. I can't make those jokes anymore with this Rockets team.
4-16.
Yeah, those days, those nights are gone.
5-21.
We had two guys I could depend on. Those days are gone.
For those who don't know, tour date means like 5 of 21. So it's five slash 21.
On the back of a tour shirt, you would see May 21st. That Jalen would provide those type of numbers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not anymore. Those days are out of here.
Did you see your boy Jack Nicklaus finally got $50 million?
I'm glad he's doing well for himself.
85-year-old Jack filed a lawsuit in response to statements that banker Howard Milstein, his company, and other Nicklaus company officials made in a previous lawsuit. In a defamation lawsuit, Nicklaus claimed the defendant suggested he had considered a $750 million deal to become the face of LIV Golf. And decimated those false claims to, or and disseminated those false claims to media outlets. Quote, it's always hard in a defamation case to prove damages to reputation because, in particular, for a guy like Jack, it's always such a good one. Nicklaus's attorney, Eugene Stern, said, but I think what was important was the dispute that arose 3.5 years ago when the company told the world that Jack was selling out the PGA Tour for the Saudi Golf when it was not true. So we're happy. Think about this. When I read this yesterday, I was like, wow, Jack got so mad that he was linked with the Saudis and LIV Golf that he filed a lawsuit and won for $50 million. Jack does not play with Saudi Golf. He's not trying to be LIV. All you other guys can go take that LIV money and go take that PIF money. Jack said, you better keep my name out of your mouth or it's going to cost you $50
million. $50 million, that's his that's the money that the Saudis maybe would have given him. Mm-hmm. So now Jack wins. Jack wins. He's not with the Saudis, and he gets $50
million. Well, according to the lawsuit, Nicklaus claimed the defendant suggested that he had considered a $750 million deal with LIV Golf.
Nicklaus claimed the defendants also alleged he wasn't mentally fit to manage his business affairs and was suffering from dementia. So that might have played into it.
So suggesting that a guy would team up with LIV Golf, it's so defamatory.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I guess it's what we think of the Saudis, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, most old school golfers are going to think that.
I understand that part of it, but the courts decided, among other things, you heard other parts of the lawsuit, that suggesting that you would even be a part of what the Saudis are about.
But if you are,
and when you're not, it's defamatory.
If you're not, would you want to be associated with that?
No.
No. Hell no. Hell no. I don't want to be associated. I would never take their money unless they offered it sometime.
Then you would take the money.
What?
Yeah. Can't say I would never take it unless they offered it.
They haven't offered it, so you don't know.
No, you just said that.
You don't know.
You just said I would never take it unless they offered it.
Well, we don't know until they
all you're saying
it.
Is I wouldn't steal from them is what you just said pretty much. I won't steal from them, but if they offer it to me.
Okay. Until they offer it to me, you don't know.
What if? Okay? Well, I'm asking you. What if they did offer it to you?
Well, then we got a problem. Then we got a problem. Because
doesn't seem like much of a problem.
No, because I'm America and I'm going to be America forever. Okay. I don't need that $750 million.
Well, they probably wouldn't offer you that. But let's say they offer you.
You're
a
not
good
the
chunk.
Jack Nicklaus of radio.
Yeah. You're not Jack Nicklaus. You're a Hall of Famer, but you're not Jack Nicklaus Hall of Famer.
Me and Jack are both Hall of Famers.
What if they offered you whatever number pops into your head, John? Would you say yes?
4,000? Yeah.
4,000? 4,000?
Yeah.
4,000.
I mean, 4,000 is 4,000 now.
All expenses paid to the Golden Nugget.
Buy some new clubs. That's what I could do.
The Saudis could get off cheap with John.
I didn't call the Texas office of line a hoe, but I'm calling you one.
Okay. All right.
Now, you're definitely a thought.
Because John's a hoe. You know he's a hoe.
Got hoes.
Defamation lawsuit
coming
your way.
That's what the Saudis are thinking about, John.
What area code do you live in now, John? Are you the 312 or 213?
I got hoes.
Yeah, in every area.
I got hoes in different area codes. John, what area code are you in?
What area code are you, John?
281.
No, not right now.
No, what area code are you in?
Oh, I don't even know.
312?
213-310.
Yeah, 310, isn't it? Los Angeles area code is...
Nate Dogg would have a field day with you if he was still alive.
Oh, man, there's a bunch. 310-213-323.
Yeah. No idea.
562.
I don't care.
You're a hoe in that area code, though.
You definitely are. If the Saudis can't call in.
Okay, defamation coming your guys' way.
You just said they get you for $4,000.
I know. You guys call me a hoe.
That's not defamation. That's clearly hoe activity.
You announced yourself to be in a thought.
I'm a Saudi thought.
Put that in your profile.
Hey, that's that hoe over there.
That's that hoe over there.
All right, go to the break.
All right, why don't you talk about taquerias?
Taquerias Arandas. Ooh, today would be a great day to stop in and wash away your blues with a really good lunch. Stop in and get yourself a torta. Have you ever had a torta? The sandwich on the Mexican bun and whatever type of meat that you choose, it's pressed. It's really, really good. I love tortas. And Taquerias Arandas has a great one, and I think you're going to really enjoy that. That's one of the things you can have for lunch. You want to go traditional, you want to go enchiladas, go ahead, grab yourself some enchiladas. Are you looking to go for their street tacos? They come five at a time. They call them taquitos. They're small street tacos, the small corn tortillas with I like al pastor, but whatever meat you want to go with whatever meat you're looking for. The chopped white onions and cilantro and lime, man, that's the way to do it. That's and get the type of hot sauce that you're looking for, green sauce, red sauce, whatever. That's the way you do it. They got great rice and beans. They've got larger menu items. They got smaller ones if you're looking for something a little bit lighter. Just know this. Authentic Mexican food is what I'm talking about. You can go to Taquerias Arandas and look at any of the menus at their multiple, I think 26 locations around Houston. You can pick it up for, you can have it delivered, you can pick it up, or you can stop in and enjoy the food yourself. Great drink specials going on during happy hour. And might I also add that it's not going to bust you up in the wallet. You still get great food at a very reasonable price at Taquerias Arandas. So locations around Houston, great prices waiting for you. Go enjoy yourself, whether it's for lunch or for dinner or tomorrow morning for breakfast. Taquerias Arandas.
This is ESPN 97.5. Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
I got pros. I got pros. In different area codes.
Now it's cleaned up, so he's saying a different word.
Bros in every area code. Turn this off. Does he say pros or bros?
Bros, I think. But this is the reference, John, the song.
Now you thought I was just 770 and
404. John is worldwide. Goes to Cabo.
But no, John is one of the girls he's talking about.
Oh, John's a hoe, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. To this day, I think Ludacris is just criminally under-discussed.
Criminal.
Because you can understand everything he says.
That's true.
He's not a mumble mouth.
It was a different time.
Yeah.
The enunciation was so much better.
Like, I understand he would say 562 or 310 about John. I would understand the area code he's talking about when he's talking about John being
John
one of his...
John might be the little yachty of hoes.
Oh, a mumbler? What are you talking about?
No, he's not a mumble hoe.
Okay, a couple of things. R. Kelly's mansion in Chicago that was listed for $3.5 million went for $1.6 million. Mm. No one wanted to buy it. Do you guys want to buy R. Kelly's? Apparently they have sex dens in it. And, well, it is where he kept his victims. But do you guys, would you take, I mean, you're getting a $3.5 million house for $1.6 million.
When you throw in the word victim as a reason to... The house costs less. I'm out.
Right.
I'm out. I'm good.
Homicide, victim, murder.
Yeah, any of that stuff, and I'm getting a discount, that's cool. I'm good. I don't want the house.
Yeah. No, we're good. I'm good over here.
An Ohio lawmaker wants to prohibit artificial intelligence systems from being recognized as people and make it illegal for residents to marry an AI.
Boy, it's amazing you have to consider that as a... Well, there's legislation to introduce.
Okay. So as the computer systems improve in their capacity to act more like humans, we want to be sure we have prohibitions in our law that prohibit these systems from ever being human in their agency.
Now, hold on. Does my AI system sound like Scarlett Johansson from Her? Because that was a very...
A little bit of a smoker's voice.
Or look like Ex Machina? She look like Ex Machina?
Well, that one you know could murder you, so I'm not sure about that. But,
well, you know it now.
But at
least, yeah.
No, you know what? I think a robot that looks like that has a chance to murder me, so I'm out on the robots.
They all have a chance to murder
me. I know, I'm out on robots, but an AI system that sounds like Scarlett Johansson with that raspy little thing going on? You know what? Hey, let's think about it before you put that into law. Hold on. Let's have a conversation.
Wait, you want to marry Scarlett Johansson's voice?
I mean, if I had to make a choice between
right.
a random...
She's not bleeping you, bro.
The voice will, in some ways.
Do you guys know who Shannon Kobylarczyk is?
No idea.
She's the Brewers fan who got fired from her job after threatening to call ICE on a Latino Dodger fan.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Can you get fired from your job? Because I've threatened to call ICE on Shohei Ohtani.
You did. You did. Yeah. I can't remember why, but you did.
Well, because I don't want him playing against us. Okay? I don't want him playing and the Dodgers winning.
That wasn't steeped in racism. That was fandom.
Kind of is.
This is what it is?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
You
know.
You want to keep going with this
Stop
segment?
It.
Apparently.
He's trying to save you.
Kobylarczyk insulted the fan Fasado for drinking a hard seltzer instead of a beer and said, I'm going to call ICE on you because you're in Milwaukee. You need to drink a beer.
Well, so you're calling ICE on him because he's a P word as opposed to being Latino? Is that what she's doing?
I guess.
I don't know.
I mean, I think anybody who's not drinking Coors Light should call ICE on. That's what I think.
Even if they're Americans?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not a good
Stop
brand.
Stop with that other beer.
ICE is now a beer enforcement agency?
Yeah. Basically
is there a colder beer? Is there a colder beer than Coors Light?
John's get him.
Yeah. Apparently, now you guys need to know this. Why going to bed angry with your partner could be better for your relationship than making up. Okay? So, Dell, next time you have an argument with with Granny, you need to maybe go to bed angry.
What's the reason it makes the relationship better? Do they give you that?
Buy
into this.
Okay.
And I wouldn't call me and Granny a relationship.
Well,
I've made that clear to you.
Lance, you and Nicole have never gone to bed angry.
What you talking about?
Maybe she has.
She was MFing the dog yesterday. She's mad at Splits today. She's putting him on no contact. I'm feeding Penny. I'm not feeding you.
You're going to starve the dog?
Wow.
Yeah, she's mad at him because he was not putting up with her crap.
I'm on the dog's side. You won't even take your wife's side with the dog?
She was over the top with it.
She started.
Yeah, she could have de-escalated the situation and she chose not to.
Did you feed the dog then?
Yeah. I fed them both. I fed the dog.
You did?
Dog's got to eat too. Mm-hmm.
Dog's got to eat too. Even if Nicole's mad at him.
Yep.
Wait, how can you get mad at a dog?
Well,
ask Bevo.
They got into it a little bit.
you don't get into it with a dog.
Texas people do.
He's kind of
the actual Longhorn tried to kill a dog.
Yeah,
Nicole's
upset to go
with
after
the dog.
Ugga.
It's what they do.
Try to go after Ugga.
I mean, I just don't get that. You go after A&M's dog. I get that. That I get.
Reveille do? That's Reveille. Something you get.
Yeah, you go after it. You go at,
by the way,
a Longhorn.
By the way, we'll be joined by Mike Elko at 8:10 tomorrow.
Yeah,
8:10.
The head coach of the number 3 team in the country.
In the country,
believe that.
All right, I got admonished yesterday. We're the home of the Aggies, and we lead with Arch Manning yesterday.
Hey.
I'm open over here.
He's trying to add time to our show so he didn't have to do a show, John. Don't fall for his shenanigans.
Look at Mike Elko's coming on.
Don't fall for his shenanigans.
This song and look at Mace
dancing in the corner.
Come on, this will get you fired up.
Yeah, I'm fired up. Number three team in the country. You're damn right, I'm
home
fired
of
up.
The number three team in the country.
How about Elko gave out the awards yesterday? Offense, defense, special offense, special teams. Nobody on defense got an award.
Yeah, he's like, none of them deserved it.
None of you deserve it. None of you deserve it. Giving up a 42.
He also said,
spot.
I guess it's just how this game's going to go, no matter where it's played. Yeah, Arkansas right. A&M, that's just how it's going to be.
Doesn't matter. All right, Lance, before you go, he's packing up.
He kept his headphones on, thankfully.
How about that for a change?
I can still
a little underdog fantasy.
So it's basketball, man. This is what I'm talking about. Today is the start of basketball season. Underdog Fantasy wants me to let you know that basketball's out there to be. You heard the guy earlier. Dave called in and said he had 5 out of 6. He was going to get paid $5,000 if he had one more to go. Well, what you do is you go to the flex option. Instead of the standard payout where you have to hit them all, you go flex. That means you can lose one and still get a payday. The payday is not as high, but still going to be good if you hit 5 out of 6. Trust me on that. And you can do that for basketball today. Go out there and make 3 high or low picks on the Rockets. Maybe put some on Oklahoma City. You got another game. You got another game that's being played. I can't even remember. No one cares on that one except for Underdog Fantasy. I mean, you can watch that game. Like, I don't care about it, but I've got Underdog Fantasy and I'm going higher or lower. Now I'm watching. Now I care more. That's what I'm talking about. And if you're watching a game anyway, play Underdog Fantasy. Use your sports knowledge to make real money. You pick higher or lower on the statistics for certain players, certain stats. The more you pick and the more you hit, the more you're going to win. That's how it works. It's easy. Download the app. Use promo code Lance on the app, and they are going to add $100 in bonus funds or bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's all you have to do. But you got to download the app and use promo code Lance to start playing.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.